This is Bob Rule at KPIN Radio. You're about to hear an interview which was aired on KPIN Radio February 21st, 2007, between myself and Cindy Van. Unfortunately, due to a technical fault, the first portion of the interview was not recorded. Here is the portion of the interview which was recorded. We apologize for the distortion for the first minute and a half.
Okay, and then the question actually goes on a little bit further, and he's saying that we're always looking outside of Sublette County for qualified help, for qualified doctors, nurses, and so forth. And he said we've got top-notch qualified people right here in Sublette County. For example, he says he knows of one physician's assistant who lives in Sublette County. And we're trying to figure out what's wrong with the picture. We seem to be recruiting from outside the county. We perhaps have some qualified people right here in the county. Will the healthcare coalition be involved in issues of this nature and trying to see what we can do to recruit the local people, and maybe also a corollary to that, you know, of course, keeping these local people local here and involved in healthcare?
I think that was one of the major concerns that was brought up at the coalition meeting Monday night, was the fact that we have physicians that we need to retain in the county, specifically in Pinedale. And the healthcare coalition is going to present that as a concern to the board at their next meeting on the 28th. The board also, at their last, did state that they would offer all the physicians contracts, and how that will look, what that will look like, whether those contracts will be palatable to the physicians. We're hoping that that will be the case. So he's right. Retention is a huge issue.
Hi, this is Will.
And to some extent, to get the volume of physicians and nurses that are needed, we have to look outside the county.
Well, tell you what, one of the things that was talked about at the meeting was better communication with the public, to kind of let the public know what's going on. Now, I know that this has always been a problem. A person has a family member or themselves who becomes very, very ill overnight. They hang on until morning. Their temperature is going up. Their condition is worsening. Finally, the clinic opens. They call the clinic and they say, I've got to get in to see a doctor. I have gotten really bad overnight. Now, I've got to admit that things are a lot better now than it used to be. I remember a few years ago when I was in that situation, I would call and they'd say, well, we've got a nice appointment 3 weeks on March 15th. Can I put you down for that? And I wanted to be a smart aleck and say, well, I'm either going to be well or dead by that date, so no, don't bother. Unfortunately, of course, a lot of people are just not able to book their appointment 3 or 4 weeks in advance, which is what it seems to take to get an appointment. And at least now, I've noticed that, and I want to give some real praise to these people. We have got receptionists now that are really trying hard to explain the situation, work you in the best way they can. But still, the procedure continues to be, come on up, take a seat. The people with appointments have precedence. You'll just have to kind of wait till we can find a hole and we'll work you in. And it seems like that, well, it just seems like that should be one of the primary functions of the clinic, is to take care of the people who got sick without 3 weeks advance notice. What is being done, what can be done to provide medical services to the people who didn't know they were going to be sick 3 weeks from the day they should have booked their appointment? Pardon me if I'm being a little humorous, but I think we've all been there in the past. And like I said, I think that's improving from what I've seen.
I think the staff do a tremendous job in trying to get patients seen and triaged, if you will, for what their condition is. And we just need more physicians. And that's the focus of the healthcare coalition, is helping the board to recognize how critical this need is, and concerns like your own were addressed at the meeting Monday night.
Well, so many times I have gone home. I drive right by the clinic when I go home. And I would say if I go home at 3 a.m. or if I go home at 10 p.m. or 5 a.m. or whenever, about one out of three trips past the clinic, there is something going on at the clinic. It just seems like the emergencies are 24 hours a day. You don't know when they're going to happen. And I have to wonder, how on earth is the staff holding up, having to be called in on call over and over and over again, maybe several times during one all-night period, and then having to come in and do their regular job the next morning. I guess, like you said, the answer is we need more nurses, we need more doctors. But, boy, how are they holding up? Are they at least getting some attaboys and some compliments for that?
I think that they are. I think that they probably need more. There were people who actually voiced that at the meeting Monday night. They also, we learned that about 80% of the patients that are seen are urgent care walk-ins or emergent care, and having more physicians will certainly take care of the walk-ins because people will have, hopefully, appointments instead of be a walk-in patient to be seen.
Well, now, people were talking about we need a hospital, and I remember at the meeting the question came up, how can we staff a hospital if we can't staff a clinic? That was one of the first questions that came up. And I've got a question. Do we need a hospital, or do we need a 24-hour urgent care clinic? I'm wondering, that might be two different things.
They can either be combined or, sure, they could be two different things, and I think those are the kinds of think tank ideas that the Healthcare Coalition talked about, and all of these ideas will be presented to the board, and maybe it's something that they can look at. We also talked about in the next year, the school board is expecting 400 new students. The population growth is projected in 2014 to be around 8,500 by various different sources, and with that kind of population, would it support a hospital? Would it support a 24-hour emergency room? And those are the kinds of things that people at this healthcare coalition are asking and getting down on paper these concerns.
Now, Cindy, I know that what often happens, not just with the healthcare board, with any of the government boards, is people are frustrated. They go to the meeting. They want to be heard. They want to communicate. And you know, they could spend till 3 o'clock in the morning listening, I think, to everybody that has something to say, and it's very difficult for a board to take a large volume of people that have something to say. I am thinking, if my understanding is correct, that it might be easier for these people to come to one of your meetings, to come to a healthcare coalition board, and then as a result, you can gather together multiple concerns, maybe focus on one or two for the next upcoming meeting, and then have it well-researched, present it to the board, and actually take a little bit of a burden off the shoulders of the board members by being an intermediary group to where the public comes to your group in turn goes to the board. Am I on the right track here? Is this part of what the group is going to do?
I think that that's a possibility. I also think that the board has hired an administrator, and I think that many of the concerns that have been identified by the Healthcare Coalition will hopefully be addressed and sort of put to bed, basically, by this administrator. But you're right, the board has a lot to take care of, and having a lot of people come with a lot of ideas, if they would come to the Healthcare Coalition meetings and listen, maybe even answer some of the questions. They're certainly welcome to do that, and would be supported. Our goal here is to provide them with information and to help them make good decisions for our healthcare needs in the county.
Well, Cindy, people may want to come to the next meeting that you have. Can you tell them a little bit about your next meeting?
The meeting will be March 19th at 7 o'clock at the Levitt Room in Pinedale, and we'll have the doors open about 6:30 because the library doesn't even open till 7, so to start the meeting we need to be there a little bit early. So we'll have the doors open about 6:30 if people want to just go ahead and come when they can, and we will talk about how the board meeting has gone, if there are additional concerns people would like to address, and we will keep an open dialogue with the board and Randy Johnson, and that's
Everybody is welcome to come.
And by the way, I have invited Randy Johnson and the healthcare board to also come into KPIN Radio, talk a little bit about healthcare. I believe Randy is going to take me up on that offer next week, and we look forward to having Randy in, and we certainly encourage Randy and the board members to also participate here with a little discussion on the radio to bring people up to date. Whoa, there's still so many questions we could ask about healthcare. What are some of the questions you're hearing, Cindy? Maybe I'll let you ask yourself a question. How's that? Because you certainly have heard some questions out there.
Oh, I've heard lots of questions and lots of concerns. And actually, having a place for people to, this rural health or the healthcare coalition, having a place for people to continue to voice their concerns and hopefully formulate some kind of direction has been valuable to the people who attend in the meeting, and hopefully it'll continue to be that. I guess I don't have any other burning questions at this point in time. If somebody wants to learn more about the Healthcare Coalition, too, they can go to Pindo online and look at what Don Ballou has written up. It's fairly complete, and she did a good job of getting the synopsis of the meeting. And
a beautiful picture of our new doctor. When you go to PinedaleOnline.com, the first thing you're going to see is a picture of Dr. Kappenman. So you have a chance to see him, learn a little bit about his background, and then if you follow a couple of her links, clicks on it, she's got a full report of the meeting you had this week. She was up really late at night putting it together. She did a lot of work on that, but it's a great tool we have here, PinedaleOnline.com. Actually, there's a shortcut if you're a little clumsy at typing. You can go to www.pinedale.com and end up at the same place. That also takes you there, www.pinedale.com, and take a look at the notes from the meeting you had earlier. Learn a little bit about our new doctor here at the Pinedale Clinic, Dr. Kappenman. So thank you to Don for putting all that together.
That is really valuable.
And also, I know both newspapers are going to be covering your meeting this week. The Examiner was not able to be there, but Don and I have both shared a lot of what the notes we took with the Examiner. They're going to put together an article. So it doesn't look to me like this organization has been established to lop off the heads of anybody or anything at all like that.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
What I saw at your meeting was that this is a very positive organization in many, many, many fields. You will find political action groups or organizations that are kind of the go-between between the public and a given board or something, and it looks like now we do have an organization that can serve as an intermediate group between the general public and the healthcare board to help out. Now, I know some of the new people in town may not even know what we are talking about when we say rural healthcare district. My first thought when I came to town is I thought, oh, that must be a traveling nurse that travels out on a dirt road 22 miles north-northeast of the place and visits a shut-in. That's what I thought rural health care was. Well, it turns out the whole county is rural, isn't it?
Correct.
And I take it in some communities this would be called a hospital board. Now, why is ours called a rural health care district?
Well, actually, I think that's a good question for Randy when he comes next week, because I think he absolutely knows the legalities of how that works. I can tell you that being a designated rural health care district, the Department of Health has a section or a department within that Department of Health that deals with rural health care and frontier medicine even. The rural health care district receives tax dollars that support and supply the financial backing for the clinics and for hiring physicians. And I believe that's $2 million levy on our property taxes, and I understand that equates to somewhere around $8 million, but I think Randy could clarify that again next week when he's here.
So our rural health care district does receive taxpayer money. It is not a group that works 42 miles out beyond the Upper Green River area. It's the whole county, right?
The whole county.
So the whole county is involved. And this basically, you know, since we don't have a hospital, obviously we can't have a hospital district. So this basically is our governing board for healthcare.
That's correct.
All right, people may want to get hold of you. I would expect this. How would somebody get hold of you if they want to ask you a question or maybe talk to you before the next meeting?
We're in the phone book. It's Cindy Van, 367-2582. They can also call, if you have the paper from last week, the people who basically signed that letter have made their names public as people who are kind of the spearheads to the healthcare coalition, and you could call any one of them, and I think that's it.
Okay, well, that's some good ideas right there, and I've already found you in the phone book. That's how I found you. Look under Van, V-A-N, and you'll see Cindy and her husband there. Well, Cindy, I always like to kind of wrap things up with a general question. Were you sitting here waiting for me to bring up an area, a topic that I didn't, that you'd like to talk about, that we overlooked?
Actually not. I think just to summarize, we are still the Healthcare Coalition at the meeting, the 28th. Our biggest concerns are health provider retention and recruitment as far as physicians and nursing staff, and also to kind of look at the financial picture that the healthcare board is in, and to get those financial statements was a big concern of the healthcare coalition. So those are issues. We are also extremely hopeful as a group and very positive, looking forward to having Mr. Kip Boone on board, who is the clinical administrator, and we're looking forward to working with the board members and Randy Johnson and Kip Boone and helping to move forward in a positive direction.
Well, Cindy, I just received a fax here, so we do have another question from the public. We were talking about recruiting doctors, keeping doctors, doing what we can to find doctors, but I think we kind of glossed over some very important people, the PAs, the physician's assistants, the nurse practitioners. Now, in talking about seeking to get doctors, are we saying and exclude the PAs and nurse practitioners, or in addition to the PAs and nurse practitioners?
That would be my understanding from the group Monday is that would be in addition to the nurse practitioners. A lot of people voice the concern that if they go to the clinic, they want to be seen by a doctor. And we did talk about the value of having PAs and nurse practitioners. And so I think that's another thing that Kip Boone and actually the providers themselves can help fetter out as far as what it is they want as a provider group themselves, and help to give some direction to the board.
Also, in recruiting these nurse practitioners and nurses and PAs and even doctors, you know, the weekend thing always comes up. Unfortunately, bugs don't hit you 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. You don't know when you're going to come down with something. You don't know when you're going to have an accident. And it's just a fact of life that healthcare is a 24-hour operation. I remember I once ran an answering service in Laramie, 24-hour answering service, and you can't believe the number of people that came in and said, I'd like to get a job, but I only work from 8 o'clock until noon, Monday through Friday, and 1 o'clock until 5. I do not work evenings. I do not work weekends. I do not work holidays. And my response is, then you better go somewhere else to look for a job, because that's not the way the answering service industry works. We're 24 hours a day. So is healthcare. And I remember when I ran the answering service in Laramie, it was extremely difficult to hire people with the understanding that we've all got to take our turns doing the weekends, doing the evenings, doing the holidays. Wow, what do we do to hire nursing staff and the like when, unfortunately, they got to work weekends now and then? Any ideas?
Well, I think nursing staff and physicians alike are used to that. Most of them have continued to work. There are very few jobs in nursing or as a physician when you're not on call and that you don't have to cover a service. And those expectations are there. And I think that the nursing staff recognizes that having enough nurses and enough physicians so that that's rotated, and when somebody's on call all night and up all night, that there's somebody else to cover their shift. Or that they're not even scheduled that next day. I mean, as a potential, I really don't have the answers to that, and I guess I have some experience with that. But in this particular environment, I'm hoping Kit Boone is going to be able to take care of that. But certainly, having the numbers to rotate those kinds of needs are going to decrease the burnout for both the physicians and the nurses.
And, you know, this is my own observation. The many, many, many times that I've worked here late at night, I've gone home, I've looked up at the clinic, there's two ambulances, five cars, a sheriff's deputy, and you think, oh boy, somebody's going to have a long night. And that's going to burn people out, I'm sure. I think, you know, the bottom line must be just this simple. The population has increased and the medical staff has decreased, and no wonder people get burned out. It's just getting more people. Well, fortunately, we've got Randy Johnson on board. He is the, executive director of the healthcare district. We've got Kip coming on board. He will be in charge of both clinics, right? He'll be both.
That's my understanding.
And hopefully, with the combined efforts of Kip and Randy, we've got people here to work on seeking out these additional people. Is it a matter of money? Are we lacking money in this county to get those additional people?
I don't know that for sure, and I would the sense from the public is that we're not lacking money, and but I think they need some sound financial statements that indicate exactly what they're going to be able to afford and how many people they can afford.
Well, Cindy Van, I appreciate your coming in here talking about the newly formed Healthcare Coalition. Again, your next meeting, open to the public, is
March 19th, 7 o'clock, at the Lovett Room in Pinedale.
You're at the Pinedale Public Library. And you want to just wrap up a couple sentences and conclude our program? Again, I appreciate your coming.
Well, I appreciate you having me here. I appreciate the interest and the input that the people who attended the Healthcare Coalition had and their comments. It was obvious that people feel very strongly about healthcare in the county, and that can always be a good thing. It can only be a good thing. And we're hoping to work well with the board. We're feeling very positive about the direction with hiring Kit Boone and hiring more physicians. And I think that's about it.
Okay. Well, tell you what. Thank you for coming
thank
by.
You.
We're going to have Randy Johnson on next week sometime. Once we get it scheduled, we'll let you know. And we certainly appreciate what everybody has done in this county to help improve our health care. Cindy Van from Healthcare Coalition, thank you again for stopping by.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, check out www.pinedaleonline.com. Don Ballou has a lot of detail posted. They have to click on a couple links to get to it. But take a look at her notes from that meeting. There's a lot posted there at pinedaleonline.com on this organization.